So, we are now at stanza number 167 of 8th chapter of Bodhichaya Avatara, and it says, "Do this, be like that. Such things don't ever do. It's thus that you will bring it forcibly to heal. And if it oversteps the mark, well then, apply the lash." So, you know, by understanding, you know, this, all this is actually talking to yourself, you know. The whole book is a kind of a dialogue with yourself, you know. If I do this, this will happen. If I don't do this, this will happen. So therefore, it is better that for me to do like this, or think like this, or react in this way, because that would be better for me, and better for others, and better for now, and better for the long run. So all the, you know, reasons and the logic and explanations. But, you know, it is very often because of our habitual tendencies, because of our strong attachment and aversion, we do not, you know, most of the time, do what is the most beneficial thing for ourselves and others. So therefore, when we see that that is happening, then we need to apply, you know, some little bit force, you know. We must make ourselves do things that are good for us and others, and make ourselves not do those things that are not good for us, you know. That's called training, you know. If we don't do that, we never change. We never change for better, and we never can give up our bad old habits, you know. If you want to, if we have a very negative, you know, like addiction or bad habit, we will not joyfully or you know, easily or without any struggle give up. We need to be strict, we need to be disciplined, we need to be, you know, a little bit strong and adamant to stop doing those things. And then if you do that way, then slowly, slowly, you know, our desire or our habitual tendency of the negative habits will become lesser and lesser, and then after some time we'll be very happy that we did give a little bit of force to do or not to do those things. So therefore, this is do this, be like that. Such things don't ever do this. This is explained in the commentary like this. In other words, we must strive in the discipline of accumulating virtuous qualities. That is, remain in the discipline of bringing benefit to others. You know, be like that. And observe perfectly the discipline of avoiding any kind of negativity. And when we fail, we must use our minds to bring our bodies to heal. The mind too must be curbed with antidotes. It is when the master of the discipline exhorts the monastic community to strict observance, saying, you must do this, you must do that. If you disobey, you will be punished. In the same way, if because of bad physical and mental habits, our minds transgress the rules of proper conduct, they must be subdued with antidotes, for example. If we find that we cannot give up a single evening meal, we must discipline ourselves by not eating for a whole week. I don't know how like that or not, but something like that. That's the idea, you know, that we must do something about that. So this, the Tibetan Tesha tetar nesha hi tetar chu ji ma ja wa tetan de na on sha de telin de na sa chi sha s so then to explain more detail of this when the tetar dom chun na this how to bring our mind under control, you know, to tame our mind. When the tetra dam chono sechu tetra mizena chula nipa kuntembi chenye tsachi sarse chuji ko karlopi ngunji tu te yenyente ngintong tachu kundundu chuji tepa kundishamsa tadon dala rongu te yunyam semba te torji Dogi yela chu tsungi shuarmasen shue shapu. Now this is, you know, now we need to be a little bit tough, you know. If we, our understanding, our explanation, our investigation, all those, you know, if it doesn't work, then we need to be a little more strong and, you know, use some kind of a determination. And so 168, and so, O mind, if still you will refuse, though you have been so lengthily advised, since every evil has its root in you, you are indeed now ripe for punishment. You know, so our mind that's spoiled mind, you know, addicted mind, you know, because of our addiction to negative habitual tendencies, negative emotions, you know, even if we have all the reasons, we understand why we should act or not react in this way and that way, we still refused to follow that. Then, although you have been so lengthily advised, I mean, we thought about it, we contemplated about that, we discussed about that, we found all the clear reasons, since every evil has its root in you, means your too much strong, you know, self-centeredness, your too much ego clinging, your too much, you know, only me, or wanting to working for me only and not caring for others, you know, that kind of egoistic state of mind, then because we see very clearly that is good for us, So therefore, you are in it now, ripe for punishment. Means like we need to discipline. We need to use a certain kind of little force to make myself do, even if I don't at this moment like too much doing that. Because this is discipline. You know, discipline actually is what? Discipline is you are very clear, you know, that if I do this, it's not good for me, it's not good for others, it will bring suffering, pain, problem for myself, it will bring problem, difficulties, negative things for others, it's not good for me now, it's not good for me in the long run, and it's not good for anybody in the long run. When we know this, then, you know, I allow myself not to do that. And then some things that I know very clearly, that's it, good for me and good for others and good for now and good for long run to do, then I allow myself to do it. Whether at this moment I like or I don't like, doesn't matter. That is discipline, you know. So therefore, you know, especially when we are, you know, we have lots of negative habitual tendency and addiction, without using little bit of force, we will not change. We will not be able to get rid of those negative habits. So, ripe for punishment. The time when you could do me harm is in the past. Now is here no more. Now I see you, where will you escape? I will bring you down with all your haughty insolence. You know, too much, you know, your negative habits, strong negative addictions coming from your too much self-centeredness and selfishness and ego-clinging and those things. Now I'm so clear about the harm they do, that you cannot make me do those things anymore. The time when you could do me harm is in the past. It's gone. Now is here no more. Now I know you cannot make me do those things that are wrong, that brings suffering and pain, or causes suffering and pain for me and others. You cannot do that. I will not allow it to be done. Now I see you, now I know what is the problem and where is the problem and what is causing the man, you know, suffering and pain and difficulties for me and others. You cannot escape. You cannot hide. You cannot pretend to be, you know. That's what our usually negative habitual tendencies and negative emotions do, you know. They come as if they are good, you know, they're helping me, or, you know, wanting to, oh, you are hurt, oh, you are, you know, it's not like this, you know, you must be angry, you must be, you know, upset, you must, this kind of things don't work now. You cannot escape. I'll bring you down with all your haughty insolence, you know. So far you have been very, you know, very proud and very, you know, you had this insolence, very, you know, proud and, what can you say, uncontrolled kind of insolence, not listening to anybody. But now you cannot do it because I have become much more wiser. Let every thought of working for yourself be utterly rejected, cast aside. Now that you have been sold to others, stop your winning, be of service. No, 170. Let every thought of working only for me and for my benefit or for my short-term benefit or short-term pleasure or seemingly good for me, this kind of working for yourself, your ego, be utterly rejected, cast aside. Since I have become wiser, I have now utterly rejected that, habitual negative thoughts and, habits, and I have cast them aside. I have I have got rid of them. I understand what is good for me and not good for me, and good for others and everybody. And so therefore, now that you have been sold to others, I have given it back, Those negative habits and, negative emotions and, things, self-centeredness, this, I've given up. It's good, not good for me, so I've given it away to others. I've sold. Stop your winning, be of service. So don't, don't do whining. I'm too tired. I'm too, I cannot do it. I'm too lazy. I'm too, I'm not good enough. I can't do this. All this kind of whining and complaining and excuses. This doesn't work. Now, you should be of service. You should do something. You should do what is beneficial, which is going to be useful and beneficial and, helpful to everybody. Now, these three, the Tibetan, I think I have already read the Tibetan. So then, Kalte Pami Chani Chu Sente Nala Majana Chu Ji Ko Nyawa Yi Soma Nala Shente Ngi Teta Chu Te Teta Hi Ko Shembi Yirin Du Tan Kwa Na Tensi Te Chu Ji Rondam Semba Yoms. So, now how important to For if through being inattentive I do not deliver you to others, you will hand me over, it is certain, to the guards and janitors of hell. The self-centeredness, selfishness, ego, only caring for myself and wanting to do something just for myself and not caring for anybody else, this kind of thing, for if through being inattentive, if I'm not careful, if I'm not attentive, and I do not deliver you, I will not give this up, my selfishness, self-centeredness and ego, self-clinging, for the benefit of others, then this your ego, my ego, will hand me over. It's very clear, it's very certain, it's that you will, you will give me, you will hand me over to the janitor of the hell, you will put me into hell, you will send me to hell for very long time, and you will never allow me to get out of samsaric state of mind. So therefore, Selfishness, self-centeredness, this egoist clinging is actually, my true enemy. My negative emotions are my true enemy. My negative habitual tendencies are my true enemy, because only those things can send me to hell, nothing else, nobody else. Even if somebody is the most hateful to me, they can never send me to hell. Only I can myself send me to hell if I allow my negative emotions and negative habitual tendencies to overpower me. For this is how so many times you have betrayed me and how long I have suffered. Now my memory is full of rancor. I will crush your selfish schemes, So you have given me so much suffering and pain and, troubles all through the lifetime so far. And now I understand what is the problem. So I will be very clear. I will not forget what is the causes of my problems, and this selfishness, self-centeredness. I will crush you, and I will not listen to any of your clever schemes. And so it is that if I want contentment, I shall never seek to please myself, and likewise, if I wish to guard myself of others, I should always be the guard. I think I'll stop here. This is another thing. So, thank you very much. It's 172. Thank you.